Welcome once again. Hi, I'm Jeffro, and that is spelled J-E-F-F-R-O. My friends call me Jeff, and so can you. By profession, I'm an IT advisory manager, and at the same time, I'm also a trainer and coach in the areas of communications, personal leadership, and self-discovery. I'm a certified professional Scrum Master and also an NLP practitioner. NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. So over the years, I've noticed that most young professionals tend to get stuck at workplace, not having a sense of where they are at the moment and where they're heading to. And some of them are having clear issues that they and their audience, could be family, friends, colleagues, or even clients, they don't seem to get each other. And this is where I come in to solve that gap by teaching how to gain clarity in what we do and how to get a message across in a simple and effective manner. This podcast is designed exactly for that reason, to share the concepts and applications that I have applied, trimmed to a bite size. Now, if you know someone who's having similar issues, your friends, families, colleagues, or anyone else, please share this podcast with them so that they can benefit too from listening to this. Ah, wondering when this will start. Hey, Jeff here. I just want to quickly say something. This is probably something very important, or at least I find really important. And for those of you who are watching this or even listening to this, I hope it is very important for you as well. Now, the difference between want and need, I feel that I have to say it out here, and I want to address this. Often I find my friends, my family, and even my colleagues get very confused with what they want and what they need. Now, to illustrate this, have you heard of your friends or anyone else say this? I need bubble tea and I need coffee to live and I need this and I need that to get on with my day. Now, is that really true? Do they really need that? I mean, in my opinion, I don't think at all. I think it's just a one. It's because everyone's really into this and they get themselves really hooked up. Yes, it may taste good, it may have some benefits to it, an advantage or anything like that, but essentially that's a want rather than a need. Because before this, before any of those things came out, no one talks about that. I mean, they certainly didn't come out of their mom's womb and say, I need bubble tea. nothing like that. Or even some people with smartwatches or phones, right? You don't need that. And in fact, a lot of people who say they need and after they get it, they don't seem so excited about it after that, right? And I know for sure because I was like this as well. You know, I wanted the latest phone, the latest computer, the latest camera, and so forth. It's nice to have them, but when I had them the time, you know, it's like mission accomplished. And I know I wanted to do a lot of things with it, but it just didn't materialize as much as I had planned up here. All that because I realize is what we see being portrayed in social media and on the internet itself tell us so much things that made us believe that we need them. You know, essentially, I think we just want them because they look cool, they look dope, and they create a lot of convenience. But my personal experience told me that sometimes this convenience are not of as heavy value as we think it would be. Now, in the case of getting a camera, like I was actually just browsing a moment ago, you know, getting a camera, because I find that would actually be better. But really, how often will I use that camera? As it is, with this phone itself that I'm recording on this, it's not even getting the max out of it. Like, I'm not even recording every day. So would a camera, 1,700 ringgit to a 2,700 ringgit, really cut it? My message is, be really, really conscious about, you know, what you want and what you need, and know the difference between both, because you need to breathe, you don't want to breathe. You need food, you don't want food. You want better food, definitely, but you just need food. So that's a major difference. Want is a choice, need is a must have, and you cannot go on without it. So I hope this message really sink in with you, and that moving forward, you know how to make smarter decisions, and you rephrase things that will matter most to you. And with all that, I wish you all the best, and I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please recommend to your friends and family if you think that this podcast can benefit them too.
Stay tuned and stay awesome.